Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
She leads the Effective Biometrics Lab and performs research with her students on effective computing and biometrics. This STEM-based researcher is also connected to mission. She's a dedicated and community-driven mentor who strives every day to encourage more Black women to pursue the PhD track. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is an assistant professor in the Computer Science Department at Howard University, Dr. Gloria Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Tell me what it was like growing up in Kansas City.
So Kansas City, Missouri, it's a bigger Midwest town in the Midwest of Missouri.
And when you were growing up there, what was the school system like?
The school system was, you really didn't see a lot of Black professors, Black teachers. The ones that you did see, you latched onto them to try and get their experiences of how they came up. But you really didn't see a lot of that at all.
And you are one of three siblings,
three, yes.
Siblings. Okay, so you have two older brothers.
Yes, I'm the youngest, the only girl. So for me, not that I was baby, but I think I always had to be smart and in charge and responsible as the only girl. So I kind of took that focus on, you know, in my adult life as well.
All right. Now, tell me what role school played in your upbringing, especially for your parents. What did they emphasize about school, and how early did you get that message?
Well, so I would say my biggest contributor and the person who had the most influence on me was my mother. She had two master's degrees, and she would always push schooling. She would always push that at 18, you had no choice. You're going to college. It just is what it is. And for me, I knew that I always wanted to go to a historically Black college. So she said she would just show me different type of colleges in the area. She kind of never limited me to geographic location. Of course, you know, you always want a person to be closer at home, but she always would push me to go wherever I needed to get the information that I needed.
Okay. Yeah. And in high school in particular, what was your experience like in terms of getting into math, science, technology, engineering, looking at those as possibilities, computers as well, at that time? What really led to you getting there? What was your experience like at that time?
So for me, I had always watched my brothers play video games, and I knew that I wanted to have something like that. Like, I was really horrible at playing them myself, but I really wanted to design them. And then in high school, I took a basic course where we actually had to program a computer to do a song. And from that moment on, I think I was hooked. I actually got it working, and I was like, oh my God, I can do this. So for me, that was a pivotal moment in deciding and wanting to go into computing.
Now, given the fact that there is a push to try to diversify that field, both in terms of underrepresented minorities, but also in terms of gender, yeah. Did you get a lot of pushback in high school about that choice, or were the avenues opening up for you?
Honestly, so from the standpoint of my parents and my mother, there was no pushback, but I would say there weren't a lot of classes in high school to even go about finding out how to do that. I never even saw representative people who looked like me in computing, so I didn't know the resources to start out. My mother would enroll me in after school things, so to get me experience. But other than that, it wasn't like a push that we're really trying to get Black women in this area. I would say students growing up now with Black Girls Code and things like that, they have so many more resources that are available to them that I wish that I had.
Right. And you said you were determined to go to an HBCU, so you attended Lincoln University in Lincoln, Missouri. Tell me what Lincoln university was like at the time that you attended?
Yeah, so Lincoln is a small college in Jefferson City, Missouri. It's a historically black college. It was founded in 1866 by Buffalo soldiers. And for me, in going there, it embodied everything that I thought in being a black woman in America. If you know the story of Lincoln University, the Buffalo soldiers, they used their own funds to start the college. And so for me, I found that pivotal. And so in going there, I knew that I wanted to study technology. So I surrounded myself with mentors. One mentor, Dr. Thompson, who helped me get my fellowship to even attend in getting my PhD and my graduate education. So Lincoln was the place that I guess I say that changed my life for the better.
And in terms of the infrastructure that was there, in terms of the opportunity around the academics, you were in an environment where people probably primarily judged you on your capability more than anything else. And what was that experience like for you?
So I will say the experience of Lincoln is much different than the experience at Howard, being a professor here. The reason why I say that, most of the professors were white, and the enrollment there is about 60% white. However, at nighttime is where all of the black people who lived in the dorm, so you got the HBCU experience and the mentorship from the advisors and the professors. But coming up, there was no one who encouraged me outside of black faculty to get my graduate degree, which was a little bit disconcerting because I never saw myself as a black PhD. But luckily for me, I did have one mentor there who pushed me to go get my PhD. She actually filled out the recommendation forms for me. And so without her, I would not be an African-American computer scientist today.
And as you got that education and went on to get graduate education, you obviously got a chance to reflect on the quality of that education. Yeah. How well prepared were you by the time you got into your master's and PhD programs?
So I would say I've always been independent. So I was well prepared in mapping out my journey and mapping out my journey of what I needed to do to complete the degree. The only thing I would say, like coming from a college like Lincoln University, it did not have really good connections with industry, I guess, like Howard has. So my first internship was at the EPA Region 7, and I did programming there, but it wasn't like direct connection with, you know, computing companies, large computing companies. So I didn't have that, but I was well prepared in maximizing the opportunities that I did have.
You're listening to The Genie. My guest today is Dr. Gloria Washington. She's an assistant professor in the computer sciences department here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So you then went on to do your master's and your PhD. What institution did you attend and why?
So I went to George Washington University in D.C. And the reason why I chose George Washington, I had a fellowship that was sponsored through the National Security Agency in Washington, D.C. And for me, I wanted to stay in this area. I love the way that black people own businesses and are really owning their own. Like at the National Security Agency, you meet a lot of different black people who own consulting companies, or they're owned like they're on the side businesses that they're doing to earn extra money. And everyone is so innovative and entrepreneurial. So I knew that I wanted to stay in this area. So I chose George Washington to get my master's and PhD.
And what was your experience there like in comparison to your experience at Lincoln?
So I would say it was a big change for me because Lincoln University did not George Washington did not have a campus feel. It was just a campus in the middle of the city. And Lincoln University was a campus, all-inclusive campus where I could go for mentorship. Everyone at George Washington was a commuter student, it seemed, and everyone would disappear at night. Like the people who you wanted to study with, you would never see them until you had that class again. And it was so alarming for me. So I had to find my tribe. I had to find the people I could successfully study with and get past those classes.
So you are now involved in effective computing. You're involved in looking at kind of how computers really engage with humans.
Yes.
Tell the audience a bit about what that field of study is and what are you excited about in terms of your research in that field of study?
Yeah, so effective computing is concerned with getting technology to understand human emotion so that either the technology can adapt to us rather than us adapting to the technology. So the things that I'm really excited about in my lab is we have a lot of different undergraduate research projects where we're trying to help the students communicate better and also communicate better through their technical interviews with data structures. So we're doing augmented reality techniques of visualizing a data structure so that people can feel better about themselves. And then we're showing them representation of themselves by interviewing some of the computer science alumni who have come through the computer science department at Howard and putting them as a virtual person in the app. And it's really cool because in seeing the different stories of the people that we've already talked with and how they have, how Howard has had an impact on them, not just only from a professional standpoint, but like their whole life, that to me has been transformative. So.
Now, this is a very important aspect of, you know, where we are in terms of society, because as we talk about artificial intelligence and machine learning and so on, one concern is that if you don't have enough representation of certain demographics in the society, you could end up with a computing system or in some circumstances, for instance, talking about artificial intelligence and its use in law and criminal justice. If you have artificial intelligence helping predict guilt, but you don't have enough experience with having African Americans as that technology is developed, how do we get there? So this is a really critical societal piece. And what's your concern about how we address that?
So we also have one other project related with that in looking at ears. So ear recognition. So some of the problems in facial recognition is you're not always going to have somebody's full face, full frontal picture. You may have a side profile picture where you see their ears. So we have a graduate student who is working on looking at different types of ears and what is unique about all the cultural differences in ears and coming up with a classification scheme so that we can say this group of ears belongs to this sort of category. So some of the problems that we've come into when examining that research are that there are not a lot of data sets that have Black people in them. So we're making our own, actually.
During the holiday season, lots of people are using credit cards. They're doing lots of stuff online. Mm-hmm. It seems like all our data and information is at risk. You know, what types of advice do you have for the audience in terms of how they manage through securing their own information during this period of time?
Yeah, so what I say is usually you'll get advertisements through email that will say, hey, click on me. This is a wonderful offer. Never click on anything through an email. Always check out the website and also the business online by using the Better Business Bureau. Only go to sites that have HTTPS attached with them because you don't want to go somewhere that doesn't have this information as a security standpoint. Then as well, always use your credit card. Never use a debit card that is actually attached with your checking account because unfortunately, even though it you know, you can check out with it just like a credit card, it doesn't have the safeguards for you like a credit card. And then lastly, the thing that I would say that I do usually at the end of the year is get a copy of my free credit report so I can see what's going on. Have people actually try to open up things around the holiday with my name or my Social Security, because you never know where people can actually buy your Social Security offline. So.
Oh, amazing. Good advice. Why Howard University? This is admission season, application season for that young student who is thinking of a career in computer science. Why Howard?
So the reason why I would say why Howard is located in Washington, D.C., and to me it represents the transformative nature of being a Black person in Washington, D.C. We are studying and addressing some of the research that is pivotal to helping Black people across the nation through biometrics, computing, but also through healthcare. And I would just say Washington, D.C. and Howard University are poised in the right position to be a pivotal change for everything that affects Black people.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Dr. Gloria Washington. She's an assistant professor in the computer science department here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.